Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thus far our text. Today is Christmas, is it not? The very day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? We celebrate my birthday too. We do. And there are a lot of things that we do that are very similar to how we celebrate Christmas. There are gifts to be unwrapped. There's normally a special meal that is prepared, and family and friends will gather around to celebrate and honor my special day. I'm sure you experience something much similar. So what sets Jesus' birthday apart from my birthday? What sets Jesus' birthday apart from your birthday? What makes Jesus' birthday so special? Well, it's not about what you do. It's not about how you celebrate. But the difference is about who you are celebrating. Who Jesus is. And maybe more importantly, who is Jesus to you? The way you answer that question is very, very important. You see, the world makes all kinds of assertions about who Jesus is. You could talk to a historian and they would tell you that, yes, Jesus was a real historical person. They have evidence of him walking around on this earth as a real guy from 2,000 years ago. And that's great. But that's not who Jesus is. He isn't just a real person. I mean, that's part of who he is, but there's more. Now, there are people who will tell you, Jesus, he was a great teacher. And they will laud Jesus and say about how wonderful he was because he just had this way of leading people. He had this way of talking to somebody and allowing them, and like putting a message into their mind that they would actually believe. He was this great teacher, and that's wonderful. That's a great description of Jesus, but that's not all who Jesus is. There are those who will see Jesus as a great example of morality. If there's ever someone where you should follow in his footsteps and try to live exactly like he lived, it would be Jesus, and that's wonderful. But he is so much more than a good moral example. I can tell you about people who lived in the past. I can tell you about anybody who lived in the past. I mean, there are plenty of people who lived before us. I could tell you about plenty of people who are good teachers. I could tell you about plenty of people who are good examples even in my own life, but none of them compare to Jesus. And so, who is Jesus? What sets him apart from me and from you? Well, the world doesn't know this, especially if they just reduce him to these simple things, because Jesus isn't just a simple man. He isn't just a teacher. He isn't just another guy. The Apostle John, on the other hand, tells us something much differently in our gospel reading today. In the beginning of John's gospel, he gives us plenty to ponder about who Jesus really is. And it starts in the beginning. In the beginning, what is there? It's the Word. And who is the Word? The Word is God. It means Jesus was not a created being as many might suppose him to be. Jesus is eternal. He has no beginning and he has no end. And so as we don't see him through the entirety of the Old Testament, we ask, well, where was he? Well, he was in heaven. He was just pre-incarnate. It was before he put on flesh and blood, but he still existed up there, especially as God's Word. You remember Genesis 1, right? How does God make things? How does he create anything? He said. He spoke. He uses words of all things to make something out of nothing. Something out of completely nothing. And as John's gospel fills us in, Jesus is the word that he spoke. When he said, "Let there be light," Jesus was there. Jesus was doing the creating just as well as our Heavenly Father was. When God says, "Let there be animals and plants and water and everything that we have," Jesus was the one doing it just as much as God the Father was. And yet Jesus isn't just God. He is God, but he isn't just God. Because the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is where we get that word incarnation. With meat. That's literally what incarnation means. It means wrapped around with flesh. And so this Word of God that spoke all of creation, everything we see into existence, he wraps himself with flesh and blood. And we have this great privilege to see God. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen God himself, because he didn't choose just to be 100% God. But he chose to live on earth amongst human beings and be 100% man. Happy birthday, Jesus. That's why we celebrate people's birthdays, right? It's because they're living amongst us. It's because they come near to us. It's because we have a relationship with someone. And this is why we celebrate them on their birthday. Well, guess what? The same has happened for you with your Savior, Jesus Christ. He was born of the Virgin Mary that way you might know him. That way you might have a relationship with him. That way you might know everything God would have you know about salvation and who you are, and more importantly, who he is. He is God and he is man. And he lives in both of these realities in their fullness for you, so that you can know the Father, so that you can receive grace and truth. Now, again, if we think back to all of the things the world will say about Jesus, they'll never say this. They'll never say that Jesus is God. And so your belief in this full revelation of who Jesus truly is what sets you apart from the unbelievers. It's what makes you a Christian. We comprehend this truth, and it's only discerned because God has poured his Holy Spirit into you. Which brings us to the second thing to celebrate today. Why? Who is Jesus? Sure, he's God, he's man, he is our Savior, but why? Why is he these things? Why does he choose to come down to earth? You see, he has to be fully man for one specific purpose, that he might suffer and die in our place. See, remember, God is above everything. If he is the creator of all that we see, it means he is above it all. So he is above the world. He is above anything. He's above death itself. It means God cannot die, period. But if he becomes man, and not just partially man, but fully man, well, now God can die. He comes to this earth to experience all of the things that we experience, all of the temptations that we have to go through, all of the suffering that we have to endure in this life. And what does Jesus do at the end? He overcomes it all. He pays for your sin and my sin with his death and his blood as the price. God can't do that. The eternal being who is just 100% God, the person we know as the Father, he can't do that. But Jesus can. But if he's only a man, well, then we're also losing half of who God can be, who Jesus is for us. Because if he's not fully God, if he's not 100% God, he can't raise himself back from the dead. I've known a lot of people in my life, and in fact, I know probably more than I'd like to, who have died. None of them have come back to life. Because that's not a power that we have as human beings. We cannot bring ourselves back from the dead. But if we're God, Jesus is God. And what does he do? But he raises himself on the third day, never to die again. If he can breathe life into the world, If he can create all that we see, well, certainly he can do these things too. And by doing it, he brings darkness to an end. He brings light to the world. Because in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There is so much evil, hardship, unbelief, and death in our world. There's a lot of darkness going on. And yet Jesus comes into the midst of this darkness to give us hope. He even goes as far as to enter into that darkness fully in his own death, that way he might give us life, and life to the full. Because, my friends, if Jesus is raised from the dead, if his light overcomes all darkness, what can't he overcome? And of course, the answer is nothing. There is nothing that Jesus' light cannot overcome. So who is Jesus? He's the Word of God. He is light and life. He is eternal with no beginning and no end. He is the creator of all things because he is God. And he is also man, who gives his life for yours and who takes it up again. My friends, in this Jesus Christ, you have salvation. You have forgiveness. And today truly is a day to celebrate. Happy birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.